from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, man. Hey, move the towel. Let that man sit down, dog. He don't want to sit on your towel.
That's great. Man, he's going to mess Abe's chair all up. He is soaked.
I love it. As Bulldog, Carter's in the house, man.
Lorenzo Carter, nice enough to join us again. Had a chance to talk to Lorenzo early in camp, and now you're fresh out. It was a simulated game today, right?
Oh, yeah, a couple of scrimmage.
How was it?
It was great, man. Good competitive back and forth. I think the Falcons won.
That's the most important thing right there. And I think the one of the last questions we asked you last time we had John Carter low at the beginning of training camp was the room.
Yeah.
The room has had a slight adjustment to it. And we talked about this being, and you know this, as far as the competition that it gets to, as far as getting on that football field. How has it been with adding Matt Judon to this room, and how has that competition level raised a little bit more? Because you said it was up last time. Now, another guy's coming there. It's got to be at another level.
It's great, man. Yeah, that's all it's about, just pushing us to get to that next level. Everybody in the room feels it. We got Judon in here. He's picking up things quick, so we're going to get them out there, get everybody out there as much as we can. And it's great to be able to roll guys and not have a drop-off.
Right.
We've talked to a handful of your teammates about that move since the move was made. But you're the first guy we've talked to who's actually on the defensive line. Like, you're one of the guys who actually plays the position. How does your job change? How is your job affected by a guy like Matt Judon being on the team?
He's one of those guys that is circled on the scout report. So when other teams see him line up, they gotta deal with that. So, I mean, it kind of opens me up. So I'm excited about it that we have Grady, Judon. Everybody has somebody else to focus on. Right. So it's like, all right, I get to sneak in here. Like, all right, let me get one of those sacks. So it's kind of fun. I mean, and it's great to have a defensive line where everybody has a skill set. Everybody can do special things. So that just makes it even better, even more deadly.
Lo, this is your second year here, and I want your thoughts, because you had simulated practice and everything today. I want your thoughts between your first year and just as far as training camp. Now, take away Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But how is it different this year from your first year here as far as training camp?
I mean, we don't have fans this year, so that's a little different.
Okay.
The construction and getting us all that new stuff. But I think it's just that competitive back and forth. Every day somebody has a good day. Defense wins one day, offense comes back the next day, and they're going to make some spectacular plays. And then we come back the next day, and we're blitzing. We're getting sacks everywhere. We're yelling for sacks because Ryan, we can't touch a quarterback, but right. We're yelling for sacks. So it's just a back and forth thing, and nobody feels bad coming off the field.
Who had a good day today?
Defense, of course. Defense, we got some sacks. We got an offensive coach, so he had to kind of put some scenarios in there for them to win.
Whoa, but, whoa, whoa. So, hold on now.
They're cheating.
Ron's cheating now because Ron is a defensive coach that's coached offense, and now he cheating for them.
Hey man, I ain't gonna say nothing. They had some situations tilted to their favor, but they took advantage of them. So that's the fun part, going back and forth.
How much fun is it going to be? Because like you said, I mean, you're sacking the quarterback, kinda. You can't really hit him. How much fun is it going to be able to get out there in a couple weeks against Pittsburgh? I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. It's going to be Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or somebody. How much fun is it going to be able to actually tackle these guys?
Man, that's going to be great. That's going to be the best part. I was talking to Judon. It's like, at the end of the day, meet me in the backfield. Meet me at a quarterback, and that's going to be the best part. Having somebody else off the edge, us rushing to get to the quarterback first, because you know somebody else going to be there. Me, Brady, David, everybody's hunting. Everybody's going to get there as fast as you can because somebody else might beat you to it.
How's this preseason different for you? Because you're not playing.
Yeah.
So how is it you get yourself mentally ready? Because you always got to keep your mind in the game. But how is it for you personally, knowing that you're not going to play in this game? How do you get yourself sharp with it?
Coach has done a great job just making sure we get those reps in practice. We're pushing each other, offense and defense. The players that aren't playing, we get those reps. Those reps aren't missed out on. So even though it's not in a game under the lights, we're still pushing each other. We're still getting extra reps.
Lorenzo Carter joining us here talking some Falcons football, obviously, as we are broadcasting live in Flowery Branch, fresh off the practice field. Like when we say
this
man is still dripping in sweat coming off the practice field, he is. Now, obviously, we're spending a lot of time talking about this defense anyway, but then after the moves that were made. But you guys are going up against this offense every single day. How good do you think this offense can be? And second part is, which of the skill position players is going to give opposing defenses headaches this year?
The sky's the limit for them. They got guys everywhere. Skill players, the O-line is crazy. We got some tight ends. They brought in Charlie. So he's a good big body tight end that's moving people out the way. So it's going to be problems. They're going to have to pick their poison. We got Bijan out the backfield. We still got Tyler, big Tyler coming out. Kyle, Drake. We got guys all over the place. So that's going to be the hard part for other teams.
Last one, Logan. I can't let you go without talking about the Dogs.
Okay,
we're going to see you again. So 14 points. I think isn't that where we're sitting at, two touchdown favorite next week?
Over Clemson.
Over Clemson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What you think of that?
I like it. I think we'll get it. All right.
14. You don't sound confident, man.
Two touchdowns. Yeah, we'll get that.
That seems doable.
What are your expectations for our Dogs this year?
It's a revenge tour. Come back. I mean, it's not like they got a lot of teams to beat to be a revenge tour, but I mean, you got to pick it up and just make that statement. It's a statement year, man. Go ahead, submit that legacy.
What's the most impressive thing from your standpoint that Kirby's done with that program? I mean, obviously the championships and the consistent winning and all of that, but you know, haven't been there, haven't played for him, and now just kind of watching it as from the outside a little bit. What impresses you most about what he's built?
He's built the expectations to be great, not just good, and that's awesome because Georgia has always been a good program, but he's elevated it to where good isn't good enough.
Right.
You got to be great to be a Bulldog. And, I mean, it's showing the guys in the league, the guys still there, they're putting in the work, and it's definitely paying off.
Does it change the way that, like, obviously, you know, you left Georgia a number of years ago. You've been in the NFL for a number of years now. Do guys talk to you differently now that the championships have been won and Georgia's kind of where they're at right now, being a former Bulldog than they maybe used to?
Oh, yeah, man. I feel like what Alabama was, that's what we are now.
Right.
Judon came over and I was
going to ask you because I saw him at the presser and he had a Georgia shirt on.
I was like,
did he take your shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking to him like, hey, man, I see him repping the G. So he was like, how many Bulldogs do we have on the team? How many y'all got on the team? Hey, we keep a couple on the team.
We got you, right?
Yep.
Zion Logue.
Zion,
right?
Yep.
Charlie.
And
Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
So four?
Four, yeah. We're going to keep
two,
four.
And two of them play the most glamorous position
they
in
do.
Football.
Everyone says the tight end is the sexiest position in football. Everyone knows that.
Ooh.
Because it wasn't long ago. You might not know this. It wasn't long ago where Falcons fans every single year would furious because they don't take Georgia guys.
Yeah.
They wouldn't draft them. They wouldn't sign them, whatever. There just wasn't any Georgia guys on the team.
Yep.
But you can't. I mean, every team in the NFL has Georgia guys now because there's 15 guys in the
no
draft every
on,
year.
No,
hey, I'm not. I got no Georgia.
Hey, we're going to let you get out of here, brother. Go shower. Yes. As we said to you last week, man, stay healthy, man.
Yes, sir.
Stay healthy.
Thank y'all, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Lorenzo Carter, nice enough to hang out. Talk some Falcons football.
Hey, don't worry about it. You ain't got to wipe them off.
That's, talk some
Apes.
Leave those for
Apes. Sweaty.
Those are nice and saturated now. Luckily, it wasn't all that hot today. I mean, easy for me to say. I wasn't out there playing football, but it wasn't the hottest day of the year. He still left a puddle. Oh, it's very gross. Yeah. That is very gross.
Yeah, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.